Praise the Lord. Where my brother? Come now. You, where is the first place you baptized?
The first place I baptized was Four Square.
Then you left there to where?
I left there to Assemblies of God Church.
And you rebaptized?
Yes, sir.
Why did you rebaptize?
I rebaptized, though I did not ask why they rebaptized. They complained the same thing you said. They said they did not baptize correctly in Four Square.
What did they say that made you to go back and rebaptize?
They said the baptism in Four Square was wrong.
And like I'm saying now, did they prove it?
They didn't prove it to me.
And you still went and baptized?
Yes, sir.
So you are the one that have problem. Because God, the Bible says, anything that is not done of faith is sin. The just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17 says so. Faith here is revelation. Who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? It's revelation. Who do you know me to be? You don't see me eating, drinking, performing miracles. Who do you say I am? And the told him who he is. And he told them, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Because you can't know who Jesus is unless the Father reveal him to you. According to Luke chapter 10, and verse 22. Now, listen, church. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. Which rock? The rock of revelation of who Jesus Christ is. That revelation is a rock. If you get to know who Jesus is, the gates of hell shall not prevail. What are the gates of hell? Spirit of error, hunger, frustration, poverty, sickness, threat of death. In all this, he said, we are more than conquerors. Who can separate me? It's for the knowledge that he had. Now, a lot of us are looking for church to join, like they join cults. Some people actually go to join churches. Let me tell you, I feel like telling somebody something. It pained me, I just got angry now in the spirit. See people that came out here, they've been going to churches for years and they have not been baptized. And they say they're in the church. You see? Now, is that church preparing people to go to heaven?
No.
The first thing you hear, I mean you do, after you have received Christ, is water baptism. When I say, because what I call you out is the way you said it. As if now, you have come to another church. Maybe you want to join this church now. And then you think that our condition for you to join this church is to now to baptize according to our own church. So that you will now join this church. That also lets me know that the reason for your joining this church is wrong. And God will not accept your faith like that. Your presence in this church will never be accepted by God. Because the reason you came here, you are not looking for God, you are looking for a church. That's why we try to tell the people, instead of you to look for God, you are looking for church. God is not in any church. This place is a building. They were boasting. There was a time he was in a building, in a temple. But in John chapter 4, he met a woman and told the woman, people are hiding in my church is the best. Some worship in the temple in Jerusalem. Some worship in the mountain. He look at him. And that is the situation with churches today. You pride about the church you attend. I am Catholic. I am redeemed. I am bright. I am this. As if that has anything to do with your salvation. There is no Catholic in heaven. There is no Jew in heaven. If you jam arm robbers on the way, what will you tell them? I am a bride. Arm robbers are attacking the house. I'm a bride. I'm a bride. I'm a bride. I'm a bride. Oh, I'm a bride. I'm a bride. I'm a bride. Who told you there is a bride? The bride, the church in heaven. That assembly is in Egypt, not in heaven. That's the problem we have in Christianity today, and we produce the type of Christians we have. Every root of doctrine, we blow them wrong because they are not rooted. When we tell you about baptism here, we are preparing people to go. See, to go up to heaven. See, we have a television program that is steering the whole Christian world. They are in confusion now. People are watching us and challenging the errors in their churches. By the Bible, not by us. We want you to go to heaven. We don't have branches. And everybody cannot be a member of this church. And we don't care where you worship. Wherever you worship, make sure when Christ will come, you will go. And we know that you need to know the truth. And the truth that you know is what will set you free. Now listen. No church, I repeat, God is not in any church. Where is God? When Abraham was asked the question, if they are to choose between God's word and the heaven, he said, which one will you choose? And when Abraham said, I will choose the word. I will not choose heaven, I will choose the word. They asked him why. He said, because the Bible said, heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will remain forever. Praise God. Why? Because God is in his word. You look for God, you look for him in his word, not in a church. And if you look very well there, first in the word, then through that word he will lead you to the church you should worship. Because it's not every church that is the church of Jesus Christ. Some churches are family businesses. But when you decide to come to God first through his word, then his word will lead you to where you should worship him. Because the word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light to my pathway. The word of God. So I want to knock that off you first. That we are not telling you to come for water baptism and you be our member. I already asked you a question before I make my conclusion.
Yes.
Because you went to join a church, Assemblies of God.
Yes.
You went there to join the church.
Yes.
And they told you the condition to join us is you must be baptized.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Now, and I'm saying here that it is because you wanted to join the church. So you did not bother to ask, what is wrong with the one I did before? You should have asked. They should tell you the difference between the one you did before and the one they want you to do now. That is the problem with Christianity.
So it's like, I'm now enlightened to your test.
Oh, clap your hands. I say he's enlightened now. Yes. He was blind.
That is why I decided.
He was blind.
I would have sat down and go for it.
God has just performed a miracle. Clap your hands now. He was blind. My brother was blind. God is here. My brother was blind. Now he sees. Now listen. When it comes to water baptism, there are three works of grace which every believer must go through: justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. But the problem we have in Christianity today is that these three works of grace have been destroyed. And Jesus, in a parable, spoke prophetically. Can we scream Matthew chapter 13 and verse 33? That parable was speaking. He said, another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven. Yes, leaven. Which a woman took. A woman took yeast leaven and hid. He mixed it, hid it in three measures of meal. till the hole was level. The woman there is a church, and it is a Roman church. It started it. The three works of grace there is what they teach today that represents justification, that represents sanctification, and that represents the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the scriptural teachings on these three works of grace, he took level there, false doctrine, and mixed it up, and the whole thing was corrupted. And this is what we have today in Christianity. But the Lord said, before the coming of the Lord Jesus, he will restore. There will be a restoration ministry. There will be a restoration ministry. Through the ministry that he reserved in Malachi chapter 4, the Elijah ministry. And that ministry was fulfilled in this age. In 1933, God raised a man in this Pentecostal age. Praise the Lord. Because God began to restore it one after the other. One after the other. The three works of grace, he started that restoration process through Luther. Luther broke up from the Roman church with the doctrine of justification and brought us to the knowledge of what the true Bible justification is. And people pulled out of the Catholic Church. It was God restoring back the three mills that were destroyed with level by that woman. The next measure of mill, three measures of mill, the next measure of mill was the doctrine of sanctification. Without holiness, no man will see God. He raised John Wesley. And John Wesley came with that doctrine and added more light. Remaining one, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I came in that Azusa Street revival in 1906. And a lot of other things that were going wrong. God again raised William Branham, the seventh angel. Praise the Lord. Of Revelation chapter 10 and verse 7. With a message of total restoration, and gave us the totality of the meal again. That's why we are followers of the end time message that God gave his servant, that man William Mary Abraham, to give to the church. That is the only ministry that answered questions I had when I came into Christianity. That's the only ministry that let me know why the church that started in the book of Acts, there we saw there was no church of Paul, no church of Peter, no denomination. Then something happened. We are all fragmented into what we are today. It is that ministry that gave answer that. I was inside prison here. An anointed minister from a Pentecostal church came and took me inside prison when I thought he was an angel. Until I was wondering, until I read the message by that William Branham, he titled it "The Anointed Ones at the End Time." And through that ministry, I know that you can be anointed but not converted. It's a mystery. It pointed us to know that rain fall on the just and the unjust. Then we now know so many things. It was through that ministry we got to know that, yes, the Bible says so, a woman cannot be a pastor. It's through that ministry that he pointed us to holiness and said, woman, Christian woman, should not wear trousers. Christian woman should not dress like prostitutes. It's through that ministry we got to know that it is wrong for a servant of God to bear any other title than the titles in the Bible. Five for ministry and the other one is deacon. And there's nothing like deaconess. A woman cannot be a deacon in the church. Hey, it is through that ministry we know it is wrong to raise a church with headquarters everywhere, appointing people and promoting them. They gather tithes and offering and bring to you here. You are living fight for them. It's through that ministry we know it is wrong. And it is through that ministry we got to know that speaking in tongues is not the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Because demons speak in tongues. It cannot be the evidence of the Holy Ghost. It's through that ministry. And through that ministry we know that everybody cannot speak in tongues in the church. Everybody cannot speak in tongues in the church. That American man that God used, and he vindicated him above any other minister. And that is the ministry that has been attacked most by the Pentecostal preachers. Dr. Olukoya wrote his lies in a book. I read the book here for you people. God will have mercy on him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Dr. Olukoya of MFM. Papa, the nonsense he spoke. He said, William Branham died a drunkard. And that when they tested in the postmortem, saw a lot of alcohol in his blood when he died. I'm waiting first, make I get money first. I'll take him to court to produce the autopsy report. Or you will write another book and apologize to God and to the followers of that ministry. He did it wrongly. He knew willingly he was lying, because Google it, go to the internet. How did William Branham die? Everywhere there you will see he died by a motor accident. From the age of 7, the angel kept telling him, don't drink, don't smoke, and don't defile yourself in any way. For in time to come, I'm going to use you. And even when he was growing up as a little child, before he became born again, he tried, when he smelled, we give him cigarettes. Immediately said that the wind will blow, and that voice will smoke, will speak, and he will drop it again and cry and go. His father was a drunkard, was yelling, you are not a man. Nobody understood what was happening. Until the appointed time came. 1933, because he grew to be a minister in the Baptist. And they sent a woman for him to ordain into the ministry. He said, no, it's contrary to the Bible. And they said, we in Baptist, this is how we do it. And he told them, no, I will do it according to the Bible, not according to the church. They said, then you resign. And he said, I would rather resign than to baptize, do something contrary to the Bible. Shortly after, in 1933, while he was there in his evangelistic ministry, he was baptizing people in the Ohio River. I went there, I saw it. And I met witnesses who were there. They told me they were there. Hundreds of people, a pillar of fire that you see standing on his head in that picture, came down and stood on his head, and a voice spoke, and people had a voice speaking like last speaker. As John the Baptist was sent to forerun my first coming, so are you giving the message that shall forerun my second coming. People were running head and scatter, and things. The place, that river is a place of pilgrimage today. I have been there in America, in Jeffersonville, there. I saw it. I confirmed from the neighbors there, old people there, they were there. What is the message? The message is come back to Bible. That's the message. Nothing more. That's why you don't see us have branches, because it's contrary to the Bible. Don't think that my wife doesn't know Bible. She knows Bible past myself. Hallelujah. Don't think that I cannot go. I am a graduate. So if I'm a graduate of accountancy, I can also be a graduate of theology. Jerry, you know, almost every year, schools of theology, they offer me doctorate, honorary doctorate degree. I will say, look at this people. They send me a letter. I will reply them, thank you for recognizing my ministry, but I prefer to be known as pastor. Hallelujah. And so many others. But here you are. See all manner of titles. His holiness. His grace. His preeminence. A sinner saved by grace. Reverend Doctor, Reverend Doctor Mrs. Where do you see that pattern in the Bible? When we speak, they say we are critics. Amen. We will say it, because this is the day of the latter. God is moving in his power again.
By the anointing, Jesus break the show.
Attributes we are manifested
through his pride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message.
And we know
who we are,
and what we raised up,
and what we raised up for.
Praise
the Lord
for the original.
Original seed, original word
is what I believe.
Then
original. The original Hebrew. Our eyes are understanding. He has opened up our life. As we speak to ourselves, we are changed up in our life.
The true jubilee of
God.
The baptism is wrong because they are misinterpreting. Number one, they misunderstand what baptism is all about. Water baptism is you accepting the report of the Lord that we were bruised for his iniquity. Isaiah 53. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And the Bible says, and by his stripes we are healed. Apostle Paul said we should look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And when he hung on the cross on Calvary, the last word he spoke, he said what? It is finished. What is it that is finished? The matter that separated man from God was settled on the cross of Calvary. That's why in this church there's a song we sing. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burning of my heart rolled away.
It was there,
it was there by faith. I will see by
and now
I am happy. The way. So I see what I'm happy, so I just stand around.
My things are gone,
my things are gone.
And where I believe,
and when I think I'm
let's be where they are.
Let's be where they are.
I say,
my things are gone,
my things are gone.
Where I believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you like, laugh at me, say I go preach the yard. God uses every means to catch his people.
Yeah, so
you know, maybe because husband don't come again, you begin going to church. If not because you see, say, if I remember this, I will expire. Now something push you go church. Some people now go hospital. Some people all their business crash. Now that time, what did that song say? Where could I go?
Where would I go?
A refuge for my soul.
Needing a friend.
Needing a friend to help me.
When Jesus comes,
all
Matthew 28 verse 19 is their confession. Go and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name. One name. One name. The emphasis is what? Name. In words of this, do all in the name. Because your birth, even unto the dead of the cross, is given a name. If you ask the Father anything in my name, there is no salvation in any other place than in that name. In that name that we cast out devils. The emphasis is the name of somebody. Father. The Father has a name. Father is not the name. And the name of the Son. Everybody knows the name of the Son. What is the name of the Son?
Jesus.
And the Holy Ghost. One name. That name is the name of the Father. That name is the name of the Son. That name is the name of the Holy Ghost, because it is the name of our redemption. At the mention of that name, every situation changes. Every knee bows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost. His title. When that witch was challenging the Pentecostals in the days when they were arguing with William Brown, when he was calling their attention to correct water baptism, when he was doing that, the witch with her sorcery, one witch from America, lifted up a table and challenged all those pastors to come and bring down this table. And of course, they were all afraid. They have seen reality. They were not ready to talk. William Bryan was only passing by and he saw a crowd. What is happening there? They said this. He came out. I went there. What is happening here? The woman began by her sorcery, incantation, invocation. You people make noise. You say you have power. And he saw the people who are challenging him with their dog collar and their whatever you call it. Reverend doctors. He looked at the table. He said, all of you, I cannot bring down this table. He said, okay, you have been arguing with me. You table, in the name of Father, of the Father, come down. The table went higher up to tell and say, it don't work. Oh, it didn't work. Okay, in the name of the Son, that the table remained gagaraga. Oh, in the name of the Holy Ghost, calm down. The table remained. So he told them, so you can see. And the woman was getting happy. You see, none of you can do it. He looked at the woman, wait, I'm coming to you. So all of you here. So, Father, you can see, no, there's no power. Because there are so many fathers. Son, there are so many sons. Eh? Now, he said, now watch. You temple. You will not only fall down and crash. I mean, I'll come down, but come down and crash in the name of Jesus Christ. The temple. Break down to pieces. There is power in the name.
That name, Jesus.
You see, if anybody tells you that you can conquer, if anybody tells you, if you call the name of your church, that demons will run, that name of that church is an occultic name. confront the situation. Which then, there is one mediator between God and man. If anybody tells you, you can go to God through Saint Jude, Hail Mary, Saint Mary, Saint Michael, Holy Michael, Holy anything, then you can go to God through any object, handkerchief or oil or anything. It's a lie. It's only one name. We cast out devils in that name. We heal the sick in that name. Restoration comes by that name. Redemption comes by that name. Because he is the one that made a way for us to the throne of grace. And the name that is given to him is the name of the Father. The name of the Father is the name of the Son. John 14 verse 26. Come, sir. Come. Stand somewhere. You can look at the screen. First this. Sorry to keep you standing like this. I'm sorry. Now you ask me that question. But the Comforter. This is Jesus Christ speaking. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Who is the person speaking?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus is the one speaking. Yes. So if the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, will come in his name, what will be the name of the Comforter?
I don't get the question very well.
You don't understand me?
I didn't get my question very well. Yes.
The name, he said, the Father will send the Holy Ghost in his name. Who is the person speaking? Who?
Jesus.
Jesus. If the Comforter is coming in his name, then what will be the name of the Comforter?
Holy Ghost.
Eh? Sir. You are confused. You stood for too long. Okay, go and sit down. Maybe you relax a little bit. You stood for too long. You're not following anymore. You want to learn, but you're not following. Eh? Anybody from Deeper Life here? Whenever baptized, when baptized for Deeper Life, come out. Today is your first time of coming here. You know why I call Deeper Life? They believe they know Bible more than anybody else. But you have not gone deep enough to catch this one. If he said, but the Comforter, whom the Father will send in my name, it means the Holy Ghost is coming in his name. It means the name of the Holy Ghost will be what? Jesus. And many other scriptures. But more importantly, for those who may not be able to catch this, at least this one you can catch. Every baptism in the New Testament was done in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every baptism is done in the name of the Lord Jesus. And Apostle Paul said, if anybody preaches any other gospel contrary to what they preach, let that person be accursed. That is why I mentioned that all those churches are wrong. So go and teach your pastor. You may see it. And it's always difficult because you know they are an organization. Praise the Lord. Infant baptism is wrong. Sprinkling water is wrong because you must be buried. Water baptism is you identifying with the death. That's conversion. Death to your own nature. Total repentance. You are buried with him. On the third day he resurrected you too. You come out of the grave. The hope of resurrection. Then you can seek in the resurrection morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise, we shall rise. Hallelujah, we shall rise. You can sing it also with us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't think there's any question again. But is there anybody? I don't want to leave anybody in confusion. Any other person? So you know why you should rebaptize now? Correct water baptism is to take you inside the water. Put you inside the water in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and bring you out. You have baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Yes, what's your question?
Praise the Lord. As much as I enjoy your teachings, and I have a question that worries and bothers me. Now, your church is not at the church, it's not released to open branches. Assuming a believer, a newborn again, and somewhere in Sokoto. And now he belongs to a church where they teaches him, and then the Bible encouraged him, the gathering of brethren, don't forsake the gathering of brethren. And he joined the fellowship and sharpened himself. And then hear this kind of teaching. What did he do?
See, what will he do? Number one is to repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus and receive the Holy Ghost. That is what he's supposed to do. He said, don't forsake the gathering together of brethren. Brethren, there is where two or three are gathered. There was a time in Israel that Elijah said he thought he was the only one. Until God told him, there are 7,000 that were not known by Elijah, by any man, but they are there. The foundation of God standing short. The Lord knowing them that are his. God knows wherever they are. And one day, you will jump somebody. But before you jump somebody to start fellowship, fellowship is two fellows in a ship, correct? Fellowship. Two fellows in a ship. So, two fellows. This church started with four fellows. We were four that started this church. Four of us. Even our family refused to join us. Four fellows in this ship. Your own maybe two. As I'm speaking now, somebody called me from Abuja yesterday and was telling me that since last year, after he came across our television channel and they're watching all over the world, and he said, right now, he said, when it is Sunday, he said, they will go and put fuel for generator and then stay with his screen in his room. He said, now, the room is now too small for the number of people that come. He said, the room is too small now for the number of people that come. All our programs, they are following us online. We nickname them online members. God knows how to do it. Among them, very soon now, a pastor will spring up there and learn the truths we're having. In Porto Novo, they are gathering there. This thing I'm telling you, the sister from Spain, maybe you're not aware that, where is she? That the city of, where is she? The sister from Spain. She's not here. Which city are you in Spain?
Fuengirola.
How far is it from Alicante?
I think it's about 8 hours.
Wow. Okay. There are brethren there anyway that saw us in our broadcast. The church could not contain them. They tried to take the doctrine there. They fought them and they broke away. I was in Amsterdam for a program and I noticed a particular three people. One of them was a white brother man there. I was speaking, amen, amen. And when we closed, I was thinking, I said, this one, I don't hear what they preached before. And then, after somebody came to greet me, I said, it's like you have heard this thing before. He said, he came across our teaching in their church and decided to download it from the internet, downloaded tapes. I was giving it to church members. When the father said they attacked them, so they had to leave and started their own church in another city. I promise him that when next I come over to Holland, I will visit that church. People are hearing, things are happening. People's eyes are up all over. And wherever you are, in every city, there are churches that believe this. So you send us your name, your request. We will look for any church in that city you are. We'll be directing people to churches, to ministers. And then, until where there is none, you start, you and your wife at home. That is what happened in the upper side of Cotonou. They are watching us now, Sister Happiness. And then so many other places around this country. So too many churches are springing up. In Holland, I went to ordain somebody who caught us on air. I went to ordain him last year as a pastor in Holland there. I also went to ordain another pastor in Italy. They have started gathering like that too. I was there also sometime last year also. And I'm ordaining one again next Sunday at the back. I see him sitting down there. Wave your hand now. No, this one, he's there with us here before you go. He's now based in Germany. And he has spread the light, and the church has started. I have visited them twice now. Twice I've visited them. And very wonderful services that we have. People are gathering. So it's not about establishing branch. The people that brought the gospel to us, not the Apostle Paul. Oh yeah, which branch did he establish here in Africa? We read his epistles and we started our fellowships that metamorphosed into the denominations you have today. Now, did Apostle Paul establish it today? Did Apostle Paul establish Catholic? Are we Anglican? Are we Christian?
No, no.
But you know what Apostle Paul preached that has produced redeem and all the rest? Rightly or wrongly? So there are people that are listening to us too. And we tell them, you don't be a brother assembly. Because people will think that you are our branch. Well, you are not our branch. You bear your own name. You have to be a brother assembly. Because we are not collecting your tithe and offering. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Wait, thank you very much for all your patience.